بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم respected brothers السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته all praise is due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى who has blessed us with another beautiful and mubarak day in the month of Ramadan we make dua that Allah سبحانه وتعالى accept all our ibadah Allah grant us goodness inshallah Allah forgive us for all the wrongs that we have committed and Allah answer every dua of ours and if those duas are not going to be answered then may Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant us better and grant us the full reward of it in the hereafter inshallah Ameen. So tonight we move into the 18 juz of the Holy Quran. And one of the ayats I want to discuss is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهِ This is the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that he has no children. And he is free from partners. And if there were any other deities in the world, there would be complete chaos. Different gods would snatch away worshippers from other gods. And you know, it will be just complete chaos. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all of this as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Now, I'm bringing this to you because some time ago, a person came up to me and told me that why is it such in the Quran, Allah uses the term nahnu. Now, nahnu in Arabic means we. In English means we. And everywhere in the Quran, Allah uses the word nahnu. Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayati dunya. Nahnu narzuqukum. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. We are the friends of those in this world. We are the ones that will sustain you. We are the ones that have sent down this Quran. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And we are the ones that will protect it. So this person was a bit confused simply because he said a few Christian friends of him came up to him and told him that see, we believe in the Trinity and your Quran also speaks of the Trinity because the lowest form of plural is we, which is three. Singular is one. Dual is two, and the lowest form of plural is three. So in our religion, Trinity is three. So therefore, your Quran also speaks of Trinity. So this made this brother very confused, and he came and he asked the question, and it's very good to keep in contact with ulama, because sometimes we ourselves can also learn from each other. So, you know, I went about searching, and I found out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term nahnu, but in no way does it mean in the form of Christianity like the Trinity. Instead, the answer is simple. The word we in the Quran is known as a majestic plural. It is known as a majestic plural, or in other words, another term for it is the royal pronoun. This is when a king uses the pronoun to refer to himself, and it is often used as grandeur, as a form of grandeur and greatness. And this is something that dates back centuries ago. Kings would use this term to show how great they were. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen, the greatest of them all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this term often. And so they would say, they give the example and they say, it was done out of grandeur and authority and respect. So instead of saying I, they would say we. Instead of saying me, they would say us. Instead of saying my, they would say our. Sometimes the president will come and he will announce and he would say, we are pleased to announce. In other words, he is the one that is announcing. It doesn't refer to everyone. So in this way here, we have to be very careful when it comes to the Quran. Always speak to the people who have knowledge of Quran. Keep in contact with the ulama of our masjid or your masjid, wherever you go. So that in that way there, no form of evil can come into your mind where it will create such a shak and such a doubt that you yourself will start questioning your iman. And when this person told me, when they told him about it, he was stumped. Because he's saying, yes, it made sense. Trinity is three and Quran is saying nahnu, etc. But alhamdulillah, through the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that it has no fault whatsoever. That even if you try to read Quran to find fault, you will never find fault. You'll only find your own faults. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us this beautiful kalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it with us at all times, inshallah. The Quran is so beautiful that it doesn't contradict itself because Allah is pure and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also pure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us at all times, inshallah. Ameen. My respected brothers, just a few announcements. Firstly, the fitra box is here. Brothers, please give in your fitra. Before you know it, Ramadan will be over. It's very, very important. 30 rand, a minimum of 30 rand. If a person wants to give more, he can. For the Hanafi mazhab, 40 rand if you're a Shafi, Hanbali, or Maliki mazhab. If you're following one of those mazhabs, it will be 40 rand. Hanafi mazhab will be 30 rand. It's a minimum. If you want to give more, you're welcome to do so. The other important announcement is, inshallah, itikaf will take place this Friday before Maghrib. The 21st of March, brothers need to be in the masjid before Maghrib starts. So if you want to give your names, please come and see Kari Sahab, Kari Bula, etc., Abdul Rauf, or even myself. You can come and give your names, inshallah, so we can prepare and cater for you, inshallah. The last announcement, my respected brothers, you know, I understand, but I have to say it. It's very, very important for us to complete our safs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith that Allah and his angels send blessings on a person who completes his saf. This is the month of Ramadan. We're talking about extra blessings. And yeah, a simple thing of just completing a saf will give you that blessing. Now, I know someone will say, you know, it's hot over here, it's hot over there, it's cold on this side, there's not enough fan here, so that's why I stand on this on my own, etc. You know, there's 200-300 people in the masjid. Who are we going to please? We all have to please Allah. We all have to please Allah. So fill in that saf. Those brothers that are sitting on the chair, yes, the chair should be at the end of the masjid, but if the saf is complete, you are welcome to move your chair and complete the saf. So please, my respected brothers, let us not become such that, you know, we in the house of Allah, we disobeying Allah. In another hadith, and this is rather stern, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in a hadith al-Qudsi, whoever joins the saf, Allah will join ties with them. Whoever joins the saf, Allah will join ties with them. And whoever breaks the saf, Allah will break ties with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. Jazakallah.